Welcome to the PodTech.net Juniper Networks Master of IT podcast with Perry Jarvis, Network Operations Manager, City of Burbank. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So we're doing a remote interview here over the phone, over a nice telecommunications system called the telephone, and you're down in Burbank. I'm in Northern California. Tell us about what's it like to be a Master of IT.
Well, first of all, it's an honor to be considered one. I've spent 15 years in the IT field, working my way up from just PC tech, running the help desk, up to network design, you know, systems architect, database administration, up until my recent delve into the security world. The last few years have been really dedicated to security. That led me to cross paths with Juniper. I originally started my relationship with Juniper back when the components were still NetScreen. We'd bought several NetScreen devices, and I had installed some of the units and got very familiar with the units and liked them very much. So that kind of led me to progress with that equipment. At the same time, I was pursuing other security certifications and stuff in the IT field to keep, you know, abreast of the emerging technologies and the hacking potentials and all the different security threats out there. It kind of just, you know, led me, it forced me to keep current and keep moving in a field that I like and I enjoy, so it's been a good fit for me so far.
Well, one of the things of being a master of IT, you've got to stay up to date, and really having all that knowledge is super. But the other thing is that you've been a master of IT because you really had to implement a killer solution in a time where you guys had a project going on. Talk about what the city of Burbank was doing that you were really involved in. Around the security, it was a lot of challenges. Talk about some of the experiences you've learned. Obviously, it's a security opportunity for you had to solve, but it's a communication network. It's a public network. Talk about some of the things that went on there.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start with the history of how I came to the city. I've been with the city a little over 3 years, and I actually came here as a consultant to clean up a lot of technology projects that the city's own internal IT staff were just not able to handle. They had contracted out other projects that had been completed but not completed well. There was equipment purchased that was still sitting on the racks, needed installed. There was decision to be made, and no internal staff had the expertise to make the decision, so it was kind of stalled. They hired me on as a contract basis to clean up some of these projects, and with just a few months, I was asked if they could purchase, you know, buy out my contract and hire me on full time because I was doing such a great job cleaning up a lot of different areas. One of the first areas that I tackled was the actual infrastructure itself. It was a hodgepodge of switches. It had 1 gig fiber links being connected via 100 megabit switches back to gig fiber links. I mean, the infrastructure was not clean and healthy. There was protocols on the network that did not need to be there. So I started with an overall analysis of the infrastructure and then cleaned that up, made some recommendations. We spent some money, put in a brand new 1 gig switched network infrastructure, which allowed things to start working a lot better, which opened the door to start now, you know, fixing the individual problems. One of the other issues very early on was, of course, security. There was almost a lack of security. There had been a few attempts to put some devices in, but there was ways to get around them. There were edge devices connected to the internet, to the LAN, that weren't supposed to be used that way. So there was no professional firewall equipment here. There was an application installed on a Windows server that was being used as a firewall. So, you know, I stepped in and said, this is not professional. This is not what our industry is capable of producing. So the first true firewall we purchased was a NetScreen firewall. Got it installed. We purchased a couple of the NetScreen IDPs, which are excellent security devices. I fell in love with them the moment I started using them because they're so much more than an intrusion detection system like an IDS. Because to me, an IDS is a barking dog. It says, "Look what happened." It's reactive. And it can't take any action at the moment. It's just an alert mechanism. Even if you configure it to work with a firewall, it's still not really capable of stopping all attacks. The IDPs are actually in line, and if the packet meets a signature of a known attack or if it's an anomaly and the IDP is suspicious, you can configure it just to drop the packet. It doesn't alert. It can alert you, but it just drops the packet, and then later you can come back and figure out if it's good traffic that you do want passed. So it's very reactionary, and it's also proactionary because it can take action at the right there at the moment. So we started putting those devices like that in our network. That cleaned up a lot, and that helped us turn our attention to other projects. We had a whole lot of T1s for point-to-point connectivity in the city. Although we had fiber optics cable everywhere, we weren't using it very well in some situations, or we just didn't have it run to the right buildings, so we had T1 circuits. We were able to replace that with a wireless point-to-multipoint bridge network, which helped clean up yet further the infrastructure while freeing up a lot of committed money that was being used for paying phone companies. Once I put the one-time cost of the wireless equipment in, I was able to take a lot of freed-up reoccurring money and turn around and put it back into even more project money for security and infrastructure to yet clean it up. So by cleaning one up and moving on to the next sequentially, I was able to make a lot of changes and a large amount of impact in a relatively short amount of time.
So what you're saying is the Juniper piece really helped you really nail a security piece with the IDP, which is not like a barking dog, but really a proactive device as well as a reactionary shield.
Yeah, I mean, firewalls, the NetScreen firewall is a good firewall, and it compares to anybody else's firewall. The IDP stands out. I mean, it is head and shoulders above anybody's IDS, because an IDS is a barking dog. It is an alarm. It doesn't take any action and stop anything. Even if it's configured to work with the firewall, it doesn't actually, I mean, it can't do everything. The IDP is an inline bridge. It has every packet must cross it. Therefore, it has the ability to ultimately control what hits your network.
So it's making you more productive with the network design, but also from a practical matter, the city has a network and it has a job to do, and there's a big project that you're involved in. Talk about the Magnolia, the power project that you did, and Juniper's role in that.
Yeah, the city of Burbank has a power producing plants. We have we previously had 5 power producing plants. They're steam turbine engines that produce megawatts of electricity that go into the power grid system, and we use it internally locally to the city, and we also sell it to the power grid system for Southern California. That whole network, the way we have 23 substations in the city, and those are monitored via a SCADA network. That is the power grid monitoring network that follows all the electrical grids around the city. That network was previously 100% self-supportive, independent from any other network. It was physically isolated. Well, times are changing, and you can't have an isolated network when people on that network need to have access to email, website updates, weather information, forecasting, load information, that type of thing. So we had to look at a very secure solution to be able to pass traffic from that protected SCADA network into the normal network, ultimately onto the Internet. And we used a pair of NetScreen 204 firewalls and a pair of IDP 100s to do that.
You got a great solution against all those attacks. Final question for you for all the other potential Master of ITs out there that are maybe going to become a Master of IT like yourself. What advice would you share with them about some of the things that you've learned kind of at a high level and then from like a NetScreen level? Just advice that you could share with them.
Well, pick a field or pick a particular part of the field and get very good with it. Traditional managers and executives, they're overview people, they're not really technical. The people in my mind that have come up through the field and through the ranks who know the products and know the technology well make great masters of IT, because reading about it's one thing, but doing it's another. So getting that practical experience and building on it, read those books, take those courses, pass the certification exams, and keep building up so that, you have an extensive background, and when asked to make a decision or when you have potentially, go to the left, go to the right decisions to make, you can keep making consistent choices that add up to that are part of a security plan or part of a plan of some sort to get you where you want to go. Not guesswork. There's too much guesswork, and there's too much not understanding the full impact of what's being done. You really need to understand it, and the rewards will come back to you both in pride in your work, monetary money. People who are good in the field make a lot of money. I mean, there's no doubt about that, and that's a big encouragement. But it's also pride in your work. If you build a good network and you build something that people from the outside, and when companies like Juniper can step in I mean, they're a worldwide company, and they can step in and say, this is a good job. You have done a great job securing your network and keeping it clean and healthy. It makes you feel good. It's very rewarding.
Well, congratulations, Perry Jarvis, Master of IT, Network Operations Manager, City of Burbank, California. Any final words to the listeners about Juniper Networks and the NetScreen product?
They're great products. I am very happy with the product line. It delivers everything that I've set out to do. I've been able to do with relative ease. I've had a few calls into Juniper support just basically because I didn't know how to do something, not because it wouldn't do something. But the overall products are very good products. I've been very happy with the product. I've taken the classes. I've been up to Juniper's headquarters up in Northern California, and I've taken the certification exams. The products deliver and work like they're supposed to. They protect your network, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Well, thanks so much, Perry Jarvis, Master of IT, as designated by Juniper Networks. Thanks so much for the podcast, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.